It can be used for everything from finding your quickest route to work to interpreting radio signals from outer space. Big data, massive collections of complex information, has been described as the new gold. And in Western Australia, a state which has benefited so much from the mining industry, there are high hopes that mining data could spark a new jobs boom. Claire Nichols reports.
So we are going to break down our problem into discrete parts and try to run each part on a different processor and try to control the parallelism. So
I'm in a classroom with 11 professors and PhD students. Each of them are experts in their field, but today they're here to learn something new. They're here for a two-day course in computing, learning the skills they'll need to take advantage of the masses of data that are now available to them.
You can find it on a regular CPUs, normally right from the available from the first time.
The term big data refers to massive data sets that are too large or complex to be processed in the traditional way, for example, on your computer. With more and more data being captured every day, there is huge potential for that data to be mined for information. And in a state which is known for its mining prowess, that's a source of great excitement. One of the biggest advocates for the potential of big data is Professor Peter Klinken, the chief scientist of Western Australia.
Big data is the accumulation of massive amounts of data by all sorts of organisations. It could be in industry, it could be in research, it could be in government. There are masses and masses of data that have been collected. The real challenge and the real opportunity is how to pick the gold nuggets out of all of it. It's been said that big data is the new gold or the new oil? How do you mine it? How do you actually get value out of all of this information that's being generated?
He says the possibilities of big data are endless. It can be used for everything from deep sea imaging of shipwreck sites to predicting and preventing human diseases.
Every person has got their own DNA barcode with 3 billion bits of information that have been synthesized to define that person. You can very quickly now generate the DNA code. The challenge is to actually decipher it and say, well, you know, what are the important little landmarks along that that tell you information about that individual? You know, have you got a predisposition to a disease or so on? So big data can be used to analyze that. Big data can be used to analyze an oil rig. Have you got the likelihood of a blowout? Or, you know, is there going to be some potential risk along the way? You know, by real-time monitoring of a lot of the machines that are out there, you can actually make decisions much more quickly, provided the data is accumulated and you've got all the algorithms and all the analytics to do that very quickly. It's just mind-boggling.
This is the sound of big data in action. I'm at the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre in the Perth suburb of Bentley, home of the most powerful public supercomputer in the Southern Hemisphere. David Scabecci is the centre's head of supercomputing. He's showing me the many racks of this computer called Magnus. It's all kept in a large, stark white room. In fact, this whole building has been specially built to house this machine.
Most of what you're hearing at the moment is basically the fans. So almost all the systems in here are water cooled. So we actually use there's a shallow aquifer underneath us. We pump up that water at 22 degrees Celsius. It gets pumped into the middle of the racks. And there's basically fans to draw the air from right to left if you're standing behind them.
The supercomputer is nothing more than a scientific instrument. It's there to solve problems that researchers can't do on their workstation.
And just what is this supercomputer capable of?
It can do 1.1 petaflops. Right? Most people ask, what is a petaflop? It's basically 1,000 trillion floating point operations per second. And to put that in context, if you gave all 8 billion people on the planet a hand calculator, it would take them over 10 years to do what Magnus does in a second.
Okay, so it works with a huge amount of information. What is it doing with that information?
It's basically solving problems that you can't do on your workstation because they either take too long or you can't do it as the resolution that you want to. So a very simple example, I had a PhD student who once wanted to do a comparison between 3,000 genes versus 3,000 genes. Each of those comparisons was going to take 3 seconds. So if you look at multiplying that out, it would have taken him just over 3 years to do that on his workstation. Magnus can solve the same problem in 3 seconds.
That's not the only problem Magnus is solving. The computer has simulated a human lung at a resolution never achieved before, with potential benefits including better prevention and treatment of disease. Another research team is using the supercomputer to sequence the wheat chromosome. The research could eventually lead to wheat being drought and salt resistant. New WA companies are also taking advantage of big data analysis. Perth is the home of Health Engine, the app that helps you find and book medical appointments on your phone, while other companies are working on everything from up-to-date aerial photography to smarter video security. WA's chief scientist Peter Klinken says big data has the potential to be the next big industry for Western Australia, an industry that will be hungry for innovation and analytical minds.
It's hard to predict, but you can't help but think that this is the next wave. You know, data is coming in at a million miles an hour. There is so much that's being generated. The challenge is to try and identify those nuggets that are in there. And you need people who are skilled in the art, and we don't have enough of them. We really don't. So, you know, there's a huge opportunity for graduates and for universities to create courses that will generate people who have got, you know, fantastic skills in being able to develop algorithms and analytic skills to find these gems.
The chief scientist of WA, Professor Peter Klinken, and that report by Claire Nichols. It's 18 minutes to 7 on RM Breakfast.